Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday. I almost said Monday again. This Tuesday. Tuesday, September the 5th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. 74 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. All right. I think we're getting another call here. Go ahead, caller.
Are you going to be at the Popcorn Festival every day, or?
No, I don't think we're going to cover it that way. No, I think we're actually just going to maybe have a few call-ins from there.
Oh, okay, because I didn't hear you say if you did.
No, we don't normally do the Popcorn Festival because it's already here in Marion, and there's really not a whole lot to cover at the Popcorn Festival. It's not like the fair where they have the Egg Kids or the Bratwurst Festival where they have the polka music and the dirndls and all that. There's really not a lot to cover besides food and the free concerts at the Popcorn Festival.
Are you, do you know who's going to be at the festival this year? The performers?
Well, I know on Friday night it's Colin Ray, the country singer, because he was Palace 2 years ago. Now, the other two bands I've never heard of, and I'm not even sure what they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then, thanks.
All right. And again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I will not be on the air Thursday morning, oddly enough, of all weeks. This is the week of my two-month visit with the doctor, so I will not be on Thursday morning, but I will be back on Friday morning for the big Friday festivities. Now, I wanted to talk about the big Labor Day cookout yesterday, because we talked a lot about this last week, and it turned out to be one of the most fun, long cookouts I think I have ever had in my life. I mean, my goodness, this thing went on forever yesterday, but was a lot of fun. And just the best. I, you know, we started yesterday. Now, here's an interesting thing. For anybody who's listened, I had not really fired up the grill for a big cookout since Memorial Day. Because we didn't do one on July the 4th because we were at the fair that week. So I fired up the grill yesterday. And as I said back in May, I thought there was something wrong with the grill, because all of a sudden, at one point, all these flames started flying from under the grill back in May, and all this smoke and so on and so forth, and I thought there was really something wrong with the grill. Well, I don't think there was. I think what actually had happened was, I think there was grease, because I had not used the grill in about 2 years. I had not used it since 2021, and I think there was just some grease laying on some of the burners. And that's what caused the problem. Yesterday, no problem at all. Had a little bit of flame, but nothing serious. Cooked 20 hamburgers, 16 hot dogs, and I did that all myself, by the way. I know it's a miracle that I did it, but I did. I stood behind the grill all day. There are pictures on Facebook to prove it. And we had great food. We had macaroni salad, which my mother made, which people raved about. We had chips and dip, chips and French onion dip. We had, what else did we have to eat yesterday? Hot dogs, hamburgers. We had, I'm trying to think here. What were we all eating yesterday? Well, I know we had dessert. Now, dessert was the big thing. Mary Ellen Withrow made Rice Krispie treats, which were delicious. Everybody loved those. And my mother also made a dessert. I don't even know what to call it. It was some kind of strawberry cake dessert that everybody liked. So that went over very well. And we had a great... and Pastor Craig brought a cherry pie. So we had a cherry pie, which was very good. So we had a really good spread yesterday for Memorial Day. But the best part of it was the people. We had a great, great, great group of people. Sean Kraft was here. Pastor Craig and his date for the day were here. Jennifer. Mary Ellen Withrow was here. My mother was here. Her husband was here. My niece, Austin, was here. Adam was here. Matt was here. So we had about 10, 11 people, great group of people, and it did not clear out last night. Did I forget anybody? You're running that down. I hope I didn't forget anybody. I don't think I did. But Matt did not end up leaving last night until about 8 o'clock. So the whole thing started at 1 o'clock, did not end till 8 o'clock. We all sat in the garage. Weather was very good. And just sat and talked. We all sat in a big circle. Pastor Craig and Jennifer and Adam and my mom and Todd and Austin and Mary Ellen and Sean and myself and Matt. And we just had the best time. I hope everybody had a good time who came. I think they did. It looked, and we talked about everything. I'll tell you, we solved all the world's problems yesterday during this cookout. And it was just enjoyable. You know, I hope a lot of people got together and did something similar yesterday. And the homemade food was great. I know people were raving. I don't know how many people raved about the macaroni salad. And the Rice Krispie treats, homemade Rice Krispie treats from Mary Ellen. It was just fun. And the hamburgers were good. We had ketchup and mustard and the whole spiel. So it was just fun. I thank everybody for coming. And, you know, it made me think that, and not that more people can't come, I would not deter that in the future, but this is the right group of people to have. As I was saying last week, not that I regret having anybody around, but this is really a nice group of people. And I think you can only add nice people to it. It was just fun. And obviously we had a wide age variety. We had from Austin, who is just 10 years old, to Matt, who's 19, to Mary Ellen, who is obviously older than that. So a lot of fun. I hope everybody had a good time. I had a good time. Probably one of the best Labor Day cookouts that I remember. And, you know, it was funny because when it was over, I was talking to Sean. And he was saying, you know, that was just fun today. There was no issue. There was no calamity. There were no big arguments. And Mary Ellen was hilarious yesterday. I'll tell you, she was very outspoken yesterday on some subjects that made it funny and fun. And I enjoyed it. I just really, not that there's anything wrong with family, because obviously I had my family there yesterday. But I like to get a group of people. I like to get work people involved, station people. I like to get friends involved. I like to get family involved. I just like to have a nice, nice event like that. And like I said, people thought I couldn't work the grill. I worked the grill yesterday and did not burn the house down. So I think that's a score in my column. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Did anybody do anything interesting for Labor Day? Has anybody seen the pictures that I put up showing proof that I could work the grill without burning the house down? Now, somebody did comment on the garage. Now, my garage is a work in progress because here's what happened. I've had some people die in my family. And for some reason, I got possession of their junk when they died. So I'm still trying to clean the garage out. So if anybody knows of somebody who wants to come pick up a bunch of stuff, like old couches and old televisions and things like that for free, wants to come get it, let me know. Does anybody know of any of those people? They can have it. 740-751-4038. I feel like I'm in the middle of a cleanse now. You know, I need to get rid of all this old junk. And I was so happy the grill worked, because we did have the trouble on Memorial Day, where I thought the grill was going to blow up. And it didn't, so all is well, and all is happy. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I didn't even burn the hamburgers. So I thought that was a plus as well, that I did not burn the hamburgers. All right, does anybody have anything more to say about the Little Caesars issue? Is $10 an hour not enough money anymore for somebody to take a job? I don't know if it is or not. I'm curious about that. It's different, I think. Okay, well, no answers on that. Again, remember, I won't be on Thursday morning, but I'll be here tomorrow, I'll be here Wednesday morning, and I'll be here Friday morning. You know, it was nice to have a three-day weekend. I enjoyed that. Oh, and Friday night, Carrington brought, I don't know who listened to the Friday night show, Friday night, Carrington brought in these chocolate chip cookies. My goodness, were they good. Just good, good cookies. These were like gourmet cookies on Friday night. And we stayed at the radio station till after 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday night, just talking and having a good time. You know, it's good to have good people around. Everybody's in such a rush these days. Everybody's in such a rush, and everybody's trying to get things done and things crammed in. You know, it was just nice to sit around the radio station Friday night and go over. Well, just really talk about life is really what we did. And ate chocolate chip cookies. Gourmet chocolate chip cookies. So you can't go wrong there. But that's where we are. 740-751-4038. Any questions, give me a buzz. Would love to talk to you. But really, the best Labor Day cookout I can never remember having. You know what I think happens, to be honest with you? I think time is what happens. I think just as time goes by, the better things get. You get better at doing things. You know, nobody has to come in and sweep the floor, and nobody has to work the grill. You learn how to work the grill yourself, and you know who to invite, who's going to be easy, who's going to get along with people, you know, that sort of thing. And I think that's what yesterday prevailed on the Labor Day cookout. And I enjoy that. I enjoy going on trips, and I enjoy going around. But on Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day, I like to be around a group of people just having a good time. And like I say, it went on and on yesterday from 1 o'clock until 8 o'clock last night. So it was a full day of events. And, you know, I'll tell you, I had not had a homemade Rice Krispie treat in a long time. And, you know, they are just better than store-bought. So, very good. Very good day. A lot of fun. All right. Well, we can do a little bit of Family Feud here today, back from Labor Day, if I can find a good answer here. Phone lines are open again, 740-751-4038. Oh, well, hey, you know, we had a dog here yesterday. I guess we had more than 11 people. We had a dog here yesterday at the event. So we had dog dishes, and I believe the dog even got a hamburger at one point. Okay, so this Family Feud question is kind of apt. Name a food dogs love as much as humans do. Now, there are five answers. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food dogs love as much as humans do. Now, I think all five of these are probably favorites. You know, I was never sure what you were supposed to feed a dog and not feed a dog. Some people are very good at that. I don't always remember that very well. Name a food dogs love as much as humans.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, like, steak or beef. I don't know which you want.
Steak's number one. Did you do anything fun for Labor Day?
No, I was waiting for your invitation, and I didn't get it.
Oh, well, you know, I should have. We had a full house here. You know, I did not realize when you get about 10 or 11 people in a garage, that really fills out the garage.
Oh, yes. Yeah. At work, I would tell them that, you know, I wasn't doing anything. I didn't have anything, you know, any place to go. And they felt sorry for me, and they would invite me. But my daughter has all the holidays. And then I'd have to tell them, yeah, I did have some place to go. But I'd tease them like, no, I don't have any place to go. And, you know, for those holidays and stuff.
Well,
what I like
is taking a little bit of family, taking a little bit of co-workers from the station, taking a little bit of friends, and all these different ages. And, it went on forever yesterday, which was fun. Everybody ate, and then we just all sat and talked.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it was like a big potluck.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
Especially with that COVID coming back and stuff. I've really stayed away from most places, just the gas, and if I go in Family Dollar, I have the groceries delivered, so I don't, go out that much and stuff, so.
Well,
I'm glad you had a nice time and everything, but yesterday I didn't do anything.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a really good, like I say, in the past, I've learned now who to invite and who not to invite. And yesterday, there was not a dud in the bunch, so it was great.
I probably would have been the dud.
No.
I don't talk. Until I listen to your show, I never talk much. I always listen to people. And since I listen to your show, I just rattle.
Well, no. Talking is some people yesterday did not do a whole lot of talking, but it's fun when people do become outspoken and talk a little bit. But we never had an argument yesterday. You know, people were very... We talked about everything. We went around the horseshoe yesterday.
Now I'm going to say you didn't talk politics.
No, we did. We did. We talked a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was not anything big politically, really. Nobody got into an argument.
Yeah, well, they say don't talk politics and religion.
Well, I think we talked religion, too, as a matter of fact.
Well,
you know what we talked about? I'll tell you what we talked about. We talked about the Methodist Church. And how they are changing. Some are becoming national, and some are not. And that was a topic of conversation yesterday.
That's what I went to with the Methodist. So.
So we talked about everything you're not supposed to talk about, and it still turned out okay.
Well, that was good. You did have a good group then.
We talked about food, and we talked about.
Weather
was big. Yeah, being 91. But you know, it was not hot. We all sat. I turned on the air conditioning and thought, well, this might have to end up inside. But we all sat outside in the garage, and it really was not that bad.
Yeah, I don't have the air conditioner on, just the fan in the window. And I thought it was, used to, I would wear shorts all year round, you know, snow, run out and get the mail and stuff. I always loved the cold weather because we played out in it as a kid and stuff. And now the last, like, 2 or 3 years is like, gosh, I don't like this cold weather so much.
Well, you know what's funny? And I worked the grill, and I think people doubted that I could work the grill. I cooked 20 hamburgers yesterday, 16 hot dogs, and did not burn down anything. I think I'm going to be grilling all the time now.
Yeah, what I don't like is when I go by and I see people, they have their grills on the porches, and they're not around them, and they're cooking, and... You know, that's very dangerous. I don't know what could happen with one.
Well,
but,
I put mine in the driveway, and not only did I cook it, but then I served it. I spatulaed everybody's hamburger and hot dog onto their bun.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I was really like the person at the Rotary picnic yesterday. I was just handling it all.
Okay, now did you have any tomatoes to serve?
No, we did not have tomatoes. We had ketchup and mustard for the burgers. We did not have tomatoes.
Your tomato plants? Didn't do any good.
Well, you know, I looked at them yesterday. It's very strange. I mean, I don't even know. There are green tomatoes out there, and some of them are quite big, and there maybe are a couple red ones, but that's it. But they don't look like they're dead, so I don't know yet. It's strange.
Well, Oh. Huh. A lot of people like these green tomatoes. I think I only fix those about once. So.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Telephone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Number one is steak. And then we have four after that. 48 people said steak. Now, what are the four other answers? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What about peanut butter?
No peanut butter. Did you do anything fun for Labor Day yesterday?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
We had a very nice event yesterday, and I was worried because of the temperature.
No, I heard you talking there to the other lady. Sounds like you did have. I'm just now signed into Facebook. I'm looking at your pictures.
Now isn't it
amazing? They're serving.
Yeah. Now, can you believe I cooked up 20 hamburgers and 16 hot dogs, and then I served them to people.
You were really busy.
I was, and I'll tell you, and everybody brought something good. Pastor Craig and his guests brought a cherry pie. Mary Ellen brought homemade Rice Krispie treats. My mom brought macaroni salad and some kind of strawberry dessert and potato chips and dip. I mean, we had the whole thing going yesterday.
Yeah, you had just a perfect, oh boy, those chocolate chip cookies do look good.
From Friday night, Carrington brought in these chocolate chip cookies. And I'm telling you, Matt and I, who were here on Friday night, said these are the best chocolate chip cookies we maybe have ever eaten. They were delicious.
Well, you had a great time. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, I tell you, it's good times. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. 740-751-4038. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Steak number one. Now, no peanut butter on the list. I cannot stand peanut butter. I'm not a peanut butter person. I guess dogs maybe like it, but I certainly don't. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Steak number one. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
How about ice cream?
No ice cream on the list. Did you do anything exciting for Labor Day?
I didn't do no labor.
Well, I don't know. The only labor I did was the 20 hamburgers and the 16 hot dogs.
What do you think about this? One day have a get-together for all the listeners and all the people that work at the station and stuff, and just have a day where everybody can gather and talk.
Well, you know, I would have everybody over. I think that's fine. You know,
you probably couldn't have it at your house, everybody.
Well, no, I would have people over to the station is what I would do. We have a nice big yard out there.
Yeah.
And, no, I think that would be fine. But, it's interesting because I think people, for a long time when I did these cookouts, because I've been doing these for quite a while now, I think people always assumed because somebody else would do the grilling that I could not do it or did not want to do it. If somebody else was willing to do it, I just had other stuff to do, so I did it. But yesterday, there was really nobody else to do it, so I thought, okay, you know what? I'll do the grilling. No problem at all. These hamburgers came out showroom great. But I'll tell you, the big steal yesterday was the macaroni salad. I don't know how many people gave a rave about the macaroni salad, but boy, that was the big popular dish yesterday.
Did Mary Ellen bring her bronze wig or dip or?
No. Mary Ellen yesterday brought homemade Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, that was good.
You know, that was interesting. She showed up with these, and I said, "Boy," I said, "have you ever?" And she said that was really the first time she'd made them. She said she'd been waiting a long time to make them up, and she had them all cut up into cubes, and those were very popular as well.
Well, in her life, she's been busy all her life. It, you know, it can be hard to, you know, cook and do the holidays and all that stuff for, you know, a woman like her.
Well, and Pastor Craig brought a cherry pie, which was very nice. And my mother also brought, not aside from the macaroni salad, she also brought this dessert, and I have no idea what it's called, but everybody loved it. It had whipped cream in it. It had some kind of cake in it. It had some kind of strawberry in it. I mean, it was just very good.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so it was a good day all around. And again, started at 1 o'clock and didn't break up till after 8.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
See, when you're around people you like, you extend it.
Yeah, time goes quick.
Time goes quick. You got it. Hey, thanks.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Well, so far, the only one we've got is a steak. Steak and four others. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try pork chop.
No pork chops on the list.
No pork chops on the list here today. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Steak is number one, four others on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say this answer. My niece has a dog, it's part wolf or something, and they go through McDonald's down there and get it hamburgers.
Hamburgers number four. You know, the hamburger, or the dog that was at my cookout yesterday, got a hamburger.
Yeah, that dog, they treat it like I don't know what and stuff. But I thought, well, I'll just say that. Okay.
Hamburger's on the list. Absolutely. Hamburger comes in number four on the list. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. We've got steak and we've got hamburger.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Would a hamburger, as Donald Trump says, be the same as steak because they're both dead cow?
Boy, no, hamburger's number four on the list.
How about hot dog, then?
No hot dog on the list.
What if you're a wiener dog? You wouldn't want a wiener?
I know. Well, you were at the event yesterday. Didn't you find it interesting we talked religion, politics, and everything else, and nobody...
Yeah, all the stuff that that Mike Stibbick said you shouldn't talk to Archie Bunker about, we talked about because we're cool. Yeah, religion, politics, and everything else.
And a wide variety of ages there yesterday.
Yeah, I'm thinking we had, how old is your niece? Like
10.
About
10.
Eight or nine, I was thinking, okay. Yeah. I'm better at guessing adults' ages than kids' ages. That's one of my quirks. So we had teens, I guess Matt's teens also when he came.
Yeah, 19.
We didn't really have any 20s, did we? We had 40s, 50s, and 60s, and not going to mention how old our distinguished guest is.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it was just a great group of people, I thought, who all got along, had a good time, and you raved about the macaroni salad.
Your mom, like my mom. It just makes me wish my mom was alive, because she was quite the chef. She made everything I liked. She made homemade pizza.
Now, did you try those desserts?
She could take the pizza, like, in a box and whip out something that beats the fanciest Italian restaurant, I tell you. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know what she did with that macaroni salad. I don't even really like macaroni salad, but my goodness. It didn't seem like it was fattening, like it was sweetened. Something with I like a little tangy. It had an edge to it.
Now, what? Well, how did you feel about the desserts?
I only ate the pie, which was okay. I mean, I keep my calorie count down. And I cut a piece for Mary Ellen. That was fun. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a pie from the store, but it was very good.
I didn't like the
Rice Krispie treats or the thing that was on the edge of the table. It just looked a little too sweet and tempting for me.
It was definitely sweet.
I did have the pie that Craig brought. Yeah, it was. I was thinking of that song, your cherry pie. Of course, leave it to me to do that. Yeah, it was good. I mean, and Mary Ellen liked your piece. Able to carry two cold Diet Pepsis and two plates of pie and the silverware without dropping it. I was really proud of myself doing that.
Well, that's impressive.
Being coordinated is not one of my skills, but sometimes I surprise myself.
Well, it was impressive. Well, thanks, Adam.
But like chicken or barbecue chicken, since I didn't get an answer.
Oh, chicken, yes. Chicken is number two on the list.
That water doesn't count, right? Because I mean, dogs drink water.
Yeah,
like
no water. This is Eid, I think.
Some dogs like beer, too. I think the fraternities tend to do that. They give their dog a little beer and get them a little... little loopy.
I don't see any beer.
Okay, well, I thought I'd give my token answer.
All right, so thanks, Adam.
Let's hear for the wiener dogs who don't like wieners.
There you go.
See you later.
Name a food that dogs love just as much as humans do. Steak, number one. Chicken, number two. Hamburger, number four. Two left on the list. What are the final two answers? 740-751-4038. 46 minutes past the hour. Now, see, there was somebody else who was at the event yesterday who can vouch for how well it did go.
Go ahead, caller.
Beef jerky?
No beef jerky. Hey, did you do anything for Labor Day?
Didn't go to work, but that was good enough for me.
That is a plus. That is. You know, we had a nice little event.
I cooked. I just didn't do any, like, grilling. It was too hot. I threw some ribs and sauerkraut in the crock pot.
Now, can you imagine me at the grill cooking 20 hamburgers and 16 hot dogs?
I mean, why not?
Well, I don't know. People have such a funny time believing that I would do that. I don't know why, but...
I don't see what the big deal is.
No, it was fine, and we had to... for some reason, the macaroni salad was a hit. I don't know what was in that macaroni
salad. I want to know more about that. What was the... I mean, we all know the basics of macaroni salad. What made that extraordinary?
I have no idea because I did not make it. So I have no idea, but it's interesting that I heard Adam say it. I heard Mary Ellen say it. I heard Pastor Craig say it. I felt the same way. I mean, everybody just, Matt, what? It was something about the macaroni salad.
Wow. Well, good job.
Yeah, so it ended up, and this dessert, I'll tell you, this dessert that was whipped, well, the Rice Krispie treats were good. Mary Ellen did a good job for first time making those. But this this dessert, it's hard to explain because when I'm saying...
I was listening, not to interrupt, but I think I've made it before. It's the, Joel, it sounds like what I make for cookouts. It's the ripped up angel food cake, a tub of Cool Whip, like a cut up pint of strawberries, and then a tub of that T. Marzetti strawberry pie glaze.
It could, what is that, if that's what it was? I mean, I know it had strawberries.
I don't know. One day when I was married, my mother-in-law, she was having a cookout, and I called my friend of mine. I said, I have to bring a dessert, and I don't know what to make. And so she said, get these things, and she rattled off what I just rattled off. And it's the easiest. It's just slice, 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 rip, 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 dump, 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 and then you're done. Like, you can have the whole thing done in about 20 minutes. And it's just, it's kind of like strawberry shortcake to me.
Well, it was funny because when Matt went for the desserts, he loved the Rice Krispie treat, but he said he's not a cake person. And I said, well, this really does not taste like cake. And he took a helping of it, and he liked it.
Yeah. It's pretty good for, like, a summertime cookout dessert, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, summer's over now. No more cookouts. But I think this group will be getting together again and having fun before the holidays because it just went so well yesterday.
Summer's over says who? It's going to be 91 today.
I know. I know. We got, well, I think a whole week of 90s here. So do you know who the other two acts at the Popcorn Festival are?
I know there's, the only one that I can think of is that Almost Chili Peppers.
Now, is that the first night? Is that Thursday?
I'm not sure. Somebody was telling me about it. I have never went up there and watched any concert ever, so it's just not something I get into.
Well, I've been to some, but, you know, this year, I don't know. Nothing really seems all that appealing, but we'll see what happens.
Well, the only thing I really like is the food and the parade.
Well, I think the parade's a big draw, but the food, obviously. But like I say, it's to broadcast from there is hard because there's nothing that really sticks out there. Like in Bucyrus, you have the dirndls and the queens and all that, and you have the polka music, the people accordion players walking up and down the boardwalk. And at the fair, you have all the ag kids and all that. At the Popcorn Festival, there's really nothing there but the food and the entertainment, and that's not much for radio.
But I'll tell you one thing. You don't realize, being a lifelong Marianite, just how big that is, because I've went to other street festivals and little fairs and whatnot, and it's like they seem so puny compared to the Popcorn Festival. It is pretty big.
Oh, people come. Oh, absolutely. Well, I think it's free entertainment. I mean, they have three nights of big entertainment, and it's free. And... you know, like the fair is admission to get in. So, you know, it's, I understand it.
Well, have a good show, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Steak was number one, 48 people said steak. Chicken was number two, 14 people said chicken. Hamburger was number four, 13 people said hamburger.
Go ahead, caller.
What about bacon or cheese?
Cheese is number, what is it, five on the list. Cheese is on the list.
Okay.
Cheese comes in at number five on the list. So now there's just one left. Steak number one, chicken number two, hamburger number four, cheese number five.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say something sweet like donuts.
No donuts on the list.
No donuts on the list today. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Steak was number one, chicken number two, hamburger number four, and cheese was number five. The number three answer is still on the list. Does anybody have it? 52 minutes past the hour. 77 degrees here in Marion, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Steak, chicken, hamburger, and cheese. This is where we are. What's number three on the list? Who's going to be the smart person this morning who comes in and bails us out here on this question? Now remember, I will not be on Thursday morning, but we'll all be on Friday, as we normally are, and we'll be here tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
What about scrambled eggs?
No scrambled eggs on the list.
No scrambled eggs on the list here today. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. All right, let's go back to the phone.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about pizza?
No pizza on the list.
And I'll tell you, if you're over at Little Caesars waiting for a pizza, it might be a little while before you get your pizza. Job fair going on there tomorrow, September 6th, 2 to 6 p.m. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Steak, chicken, hamburger, cheese. Still one smack dab in the middle here, number three on the list. We've went from 69 degrees to 77 degrees already here. It's going to be a warm one here in the Marion area today. No doubt about that. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. 48 people said steak, 14 people said chicken, 13 people said hamburger, 8 people said cheese. One answer left. Number three on the list.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Anybody say pizza?
No pizza on the list.
Well, you can't eat pizza. A dog around, they love that pizza.
Did you have anything fun? I know the dog yesterday at the Labor Day thing had a nice hamburger.
Well, yeah, they got to eat just whatever you're eating. And I never seen a dog that wouldn't hardly eat anything when it comes to table scraps.
Well, that's true. We had to make the dog happy around everybody else. And, you know, we all got along yesterday. It was all nice, and it was just fun.
Oh, okay. You didn't get any black eyes or nothing like that.
No. And apparently we talked about all the stuff you weren't supposed to talk about. We talked about politics. We talked about religion and just about everything else on the face of the earth.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you had a good party.
We did. And 20 hamburgers I grilled up.
I'm amazed with that. You've done a wonderful job. And you know what? You had people with a big old fat belly on them when they left there, because you do the math on that little cookout there, And it sounded like they got to have three or four maybe two apiece at least, a hot dog and a hamburger. So,
yeah, but
and then a macaroni salad, that is one of the greatest things when you get your mother's or aunt's and the old-time cooks, we call them back in the day, that they make that macaroni salad. And, boy, I'll tell you, it's just a good homemade dish. I think all women knew how to make that macaroni salad.
Well, there was something about it yesterday, that's for sure. And I say, I think certain people had two and certain people didn't, but some people had three and four. So it all balanced out when it came to the meat.
Oh, yeah. I like the meat also.
Yeah, so it was good.
I had a nice one here at the house at 10 o'clock. Well, our granddaughter, that's a wildlife officer, she called me and she said, "Hey, Ted," she said, "how about us coming over and picking apples?" And I said, "Well, it sounds like a winter to me." And she said, "I'm going to bring the whole family." Well, her and her husband, and then there's the little one. And she's the youngest of all of them, I heard. She is a year and a half. And so we had her, and she was the main thing of the cookout. But we didn't cook out, see? So it was something like that. But we had eight here, and they all come within. Nothing was planned, Scott. Nothing was planned. Can you? And Shirley Jean, that's the year and a half when she made the whole show entertainment-wise. Now, did you have entertainment at your cookout, somebody that entertained it for you? Well, we had our great-granddaughter, Shirley Jean, and she was the entertainment of the day. And we had two dogs. We had a poodle and a Labrador mix. And it loved being in the pond. So Antoinette said, "Hey, how about letting the dog go out there and swim in the pond?" I said, "That sounds good to me." So it put on a little show out there for a couple of us watched the dog. We had an old piece of rubber hose and threw it out there in the water, and that thing, could it ever leap off of the bank of the pond and go in there and get that? Must have done it about five or six times. I'm running out of time here because you're going to have to sign off. So, yeah, everything went good here. Everybody ate well here, and I'll close it off and catch up with you. It's going to be a short week for you, so I thought I'd better call you and get my bid in for you.
That's right. Hey, I'm glad Labor Day was good for you.
Yeah, everything went well here also. Hey, thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we had a pretty good entertainment here yesterday. We had Austin, who was 10 years old, and Mary Ellen was pretty entertaining yesterday with some of the things she was sharing. We laughed a lot, and laughter is the best medicine, as they say. All right, we've got about a minute left here. Now, remember, I'll be on tomorrow. Won't be on Thursday, but we will be back on Friday with all the programming. I don't know, between the Stewart's root beer on Friday and the chicken sandwiches and the French fries and the chocolate chip cookies Friday night and the cookout yesterday, I've been eating a lot lately. Eating good, thanks to a lot of nice people. Name a food dogs love just as much as humans do. Steak, chicken, hamburger, cheese. One answer left.
All right, go ahead, caller.
It's no kind of pork, is it?
No pork.
Okay, I'm going to try bread.
Bread is it. You got it.
I thought that's stupid. But
with 30 seconds left to go, you got in.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, with 30 seconds left to go, yes, the answer was bread, right under the wire. Name foods dogs love just as much as humans do. Steak, chicken, bread, hamburger, and cheese. All right, I'll be back tomorrow morning. We'll have a lot of fun and continue the conversation as we always do. I always thank you for tuning in, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
This is WWGH Radio, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott? Oh, wow. Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little